Kieran Horgan. Horgan runs diagonally into the Cork City half, up the left-hand side of the pitch towards the Joe Delaney stand. Back in now into the centre to Barry McNamee. McNamee chips a beautiful ball in. Oh, but that was just cut out there at the right-hand back post. And if that had made it on, that was going straight to McCrudden, and that would have been an opportunity for Derry City.
Ooh,
but Cork have cleared that one. And we've seen...
Lachlan puts it back to Casey. Chipped up the pitch as far as Owen Toole. Toole cuts that out with his head. Shane Griffin is now powering towards the Derry City box. And an absolutely fantastic shot that no one saw. Peter Cherry, and that had gone across an incredibly wet surface. It beat Peter Cherry, struck the woodwork, and went out for a bye ball there, Stephen.
It's
gone out to Shane Griffin on the left-hand side of the pitch. Griffin puts it back to number 6, Gerard Morrissey. Morrissey's chipping that ball. Yes, that's exactly what he did. He chipped that ball at the left-hand side of the pitch to Shane Griffin. Griffin's got there before Darren Cole. He's looking to cross this in, but he wants to go on his left foot. Hits a fantastic left foot across in, and an overhead scissors kick by Liam Nash almost resulted in a wayward pass going to Carl Shepherd, who had the best chance of the game just outside the 6-yard box, and he hit an absolutely horrific shot which went behind him. Yeah, most certainly. Derry City are definitely... Oh, what a long range shot, and it's tipped over by Mark McNulty.
A shot from about 35 yards there.
Just as you handed that across to me and said that we were very patient, clearly Gilchrist there, was it, that hit that one?
It was Gilchrist,
so he picked that ball up on a... maybe 35 yards out, and he hit a left foot screamer to the box through Michael McCrudden out to the right wing to slog it. Great cross in the junior, and that is just been put out for a corner. Now, we've had no corners at all in the first half as far as I can recall, and Derry City have now had their second corner, and that one was very ably put out by Dan Casey, because Junior was about to just hit that into the top corner.
I don't know what Declan said at half time, but I'll tell you.
Great ball forward for Cork City, and now in a fantastic chance, but Peter Cherry's equal. That he's come outside the box, 20 yards out, and he's cleared that, but he's off his line. He's gone to the halfway line. Cork City still had an opportunity. Number 22 going down the left hand wing. Great cross in, and what an absolutely fantastic piece of play by Cork City, and brilliantly cut out there by Derry City on the edge of the 6-yard line. If Derry City hadn't cut that one out, Cherry was right behind his defender, but that was probably the most...
So that is Conor McCarthy now taking it up into the Derry City path. Gives it to Colm Horgan. Horgan chips it in. Great ball in. Oh, and Cherry punches it down. Very poor decision. Great shot. Great save by Peter Cherry on the 16-yard line. He had to come out that far because he punched that ball down straight into the path of Liam Nash. Nash hit a great shot in, and Peter Cherry saved that. He has proved his worth in one-on-one, Stephen, this season so far. Oh, and he had it pulled.
And that is it, folks. 0-0, Cork City, Derry City. A fantastic game of football, Stephen.
Well, a great second half there, because it had to be there in the first, but end-to-end stuff at one point. The first 20 minutes was excellent. Derry, the first 10 minutes.
We came here with a game plan to try and get all three, but as the game materialised, and Cork were very good on the night, and, you know, I told the players that at times when you come to Turner's Cross, you've got to be happy to defend, and I'm extremely proud of the way the boys put their bodies in the line. I thought our back four and goalkeeper were outstanding. I thought our midfield really came to grips with their runners from deep. So, you know, a point in Turner's Cross at any time of the season is a fantastic point. The question mark was, have we got the spirit? Have we got the desire? Can we take it when it's really up against us? And tonight I thought they were outstanding. We've played four games now. We've conceded a few goals that I wasn't happy with, but to come here to Turner's Cross in front of a packed house, and especially playing on this shed in the last half hour, and, you know, to be able to show that character and that hunger to defend, it feels fantastic for the players.
Obviously, Declan, that's what you've been talking about since you came in. You wanted the spirit, the passion that was there in abundance this evening.
Good, and it may continue. Long may it continue, because, you know, once you take your foot off the gas in this league, it actually has a terrible habit of coming back to bite you on the backside. So, you know, we're very grounded. The staff are very grounded. The players are very grounded. And we knew coming here today was going to be extremely difficult. But, you know, I think we'll get better. I think we'll definitely get better with the ball. But, you know, tonight it answered a lot of questions for me in terms of our hunger to really see our games and keep clean sheets.
And as you say, in the shed end, you know yourself, we've been here, done that, playing with Derry side against Cork. It's always so difficult, but Peter Cherry was so cool.
So cool, but literally all the stuff he had to do, I think, was stuff that he would be very disappointed in himself if he didn't do it. I'm delighted for Peter coming down here and keeping a clean sheet, because he's been a fantastic person around the club and a calming influence around the team. But, you know, they didn't really create that many chances, and that's testimony to everybody in front of Peter, and I give Peter a special mention in the change room, because, you know, to come down here, keep a clean sheet and just be so calm and collective, I thought was outstanding. But look, everybody in the squad, we've had three games in a week. We went to Tala, we went away to Turner's Cross, and we played Waterford, which are three of the four teams that are qualified for Europe. And I think, look, apart from Tala, I think there was nothing in the game in Tala. We didn't play well. Rovers didn't play well against Waterford. I thought we were a better team, and tonight we had to hang on for a long period. So fantastic, makes it just the journey home a wee bit easier. But at the same time, we're not celebrating 0-0 games, but we know how difficult it is to come here, especially when you're under pressure.